Two $4.5 million modern air-conditioned streetcars make the 1.7-mile trip from Union Station in downtown Dallas across the Houston Street Bridge to Methodist Hospital at Colorado and Beckley Avenues. They are the first battery-powered streetcars built in the U.S. The batteries get them over the river. Elsewhere, they use overhead electrical wires. Bringing streetcars back to Oak Cliff after a nearly 60-year absence was the dream of neighborhood activist Jason Roberts.
Back in 2006, we created an advocacy organization, which was a faux authority called the Oak Cliff Transit Authority. We developed this harebrained idea to bring the streetcar back to Oak Cliff.
The city owns the line, DART operates it, and getting streetcars rolling again is expensive, about $50 million. A federal stimulus grant of $23 million jump-started the project, with other regional transportation funds to follow.
Fortunately, we've found additional funds since the project started to extend it to Bishop Arts, so that's going to be happening here very shortly. And then, of course, my goal is to get it back into the neighborhood again.
Long term, Jason Roberts wants to see the streetcars running up and down Jefferson Boulevard as they once did. He says making Jefferson a vibrant, happening corridor. Plans are for the track to run along Zang Boulevard to Bishop Arts early next year. Phase 3 is a link to the Omni Hotel. Long-term plans call for the streetcar line to link with the McKinney Avenue trolley in Uptown. Robert says with only a mile or so of track laid, developers are already making inquiries and even buying property along the line.
So businesses that see the rail on the ground say, this is actually showing that there is a commitment to bringing traffic to my door. A bus can be picked up and moved at any point in time. And even as riders, we like to be able to look down the rail and see, okay, this is where this is going.
Roberts is excited. He says everybody loves a streetcar.
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley.
Whenever I saw him testing it the other night, it was just, I think I was just in a state of shock, thinking like, wow, it's been over 50 years and the streetcar is back in Oak Cliff again.
Chug, chug, chug.
Initial service runs Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Robert says that's all they can afford right now, and it's a good start. He says fares will be phased in later. For the time being, rides are free. For KERE News, I'm B.J. Austin.
He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death.